Colombia's new government declared a state of emergency this morning. The decree comes just days after President Alvaro Uribe took the oath of office. Since then, fighting between government troops and rebels throughout the country has killed more than 100 people, many of them civilians. The government says it will not restrict constitutional rights, but there are fears that the emergency declaration will bring massive arrests and unfettered search and seizure. From Bogota, Stephen Dudley reports.
The government's Interior and Justice Minister, Fernando Londoño, said the first measure of the decree would be an emergency tax to collect close to $1 billion. The tax would fund 10,000 new police, two new Army mobile brigades of 3,000 soldiers each, and more investigators and prosecutors for the Attorney General's office. Speaking on the morning radio programs, Londoño emphasized that the tax was only the beginning.
Por lo pronto le diré que todas las que sean necesarias.
We're going to do everything we need to do to stop this wave of violence, he said, to give the people confidence that the government is behind them and that terror doesn't dominate their lives. Londoño is referring to a general guerrilla offensive throughout the country. Rebels from Colombia's largest guerrilla group, the FARC, and their counterparts from the smaller ELN have launched attacks in a half dozen municipalities since the new government took over last week. In one area alone, over 50 people are dead. The most dramatic of the attacks came last Wednesday, when suspected FARC guerrillas launched mortar bombs in Bogotá at the presidential palace and congressional building where President Álvaro Uribe was taking the oath of office. 20 people were killed. Londoño said the decree will last for at least 90 days, while the minister insisted that no constitutional rights would be suspended and that the government would not restrict freedom of the press. Attorney General Luis Carlos Osorio said individual rights would inevitably be inhibited. Obviously, there will be new restrictions, he said. People will be restricted from moving about like they used to. Osorio added that the authorities would most likely be incarcerating more suspected rebels and doing more search and seizures. Uribe ran a hardline presidential campaign during which he promised to bring the guerrillas to their knees. His first day in office, the president announced a program to incorporate up to 1 million civilians in the war as the so-called eyes and ears of the government in its fight against terrorism. Some legal analysts say these measures may only be the beginning. Jaime Castro, himself a former interior minister, says people fear that the government may use extreme measures similar to the ones that previous governments employed.
Las dos cosas de que más se usaba.
In those states of emergency, military tribunals could prosecute people for things like rebellion, he said, and the government could incarcerate people for months at a time without charging them with a crime. For his part, Interior and Justice Minister Londoño said the government would define all the measures it would take in the next few days. Despite the possible consequences, Colombians seem to be taking the decree in stride. After all, they elected Uribe by a landslide just a few months ago on his campaign promise, firm hand and strong heart. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Dudley in Bogota.